Fremont Area Chamber, Christine Torres with us this morning.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah, Director of Membership and Development.
Yes.
And been crazy busy with that, I know.
Crazy busy.
Yeah.
Good thing. It's a good thing, right?
Yeah. Who'd you bring in today?
So today I have the Fremont Area Association of Retired Personnel. Is that correct?
School personnel.
School personnel.
Yeah.
And I have Ruth with me.
Ruth, nice to have you here. Ruth Register.
Thank you very much.
Current president, right?
Current president. And it sounds kind of funny having that said and stuff. But after all these years, I am going to step down and let some other people have the joy of taking over and stuff like this. And I have two other people with me. One is Linda Bedke. She's our communications director. And Linda will be stepping down too. And Shonda Shirley will be a member, will be taking over her position. And then Marta Calhoun, she is the president, co-president-elect. The other one could not be here today. And so I wanted to get everybody, this is official because now I'm saying it to everybody that I'm not going to go back in.
Happening.
Nothing. And it's in Marta's hands now and stuff like that. I'm sure everything is going to go fine. And I'm not running away. I'm still going to be in the association doing what I can do.
Good. Awesome. Good deal. Well, thank you for bringing everybody in.
Yes.
There may be some people out there who don't know much about the association, so maybe tell us a little bit about that and what you guys are doing.
Well, basically, the association is made up of retired school personnel. It used to be teachers, and now it's retired school personnel because from the bus drivers, the custodians, the school cooks, the secretaries, and the certified staff, the teachers, and we'll take anybody who, wants and believes in our process of what we're doing and everything like that. We also have some associate members who believe in what we're doing. They're not from the staff or anything like that, but they want to be part of a good thing.
Yeah. So how are you involved in schools?
I am a past teacher, 38 years in Fremont.
Yeah,
and then as soon as I retired, I was recruited immediately. I have no idea why, but they said I was organized. And so I've been doing this for a long time, and now, like I said, it's time to step down and let somebody else reign.
Yeah. Linda, what kind of things were you doing for the schools before you became a part of this?
I went to Wayne State, and when I got out,
All right.
Yes.
Wayne State people.
Yes. And when I got out, then I started subbing for the high school.
Okay.
And then I ended up being pulled in another direction, a non-profit direction. And then Ruth and I have been friends since high school.
Uh-huh.
And when I was going to retire from my job, she asked me if I wanted to join. And you can't tell Ruth no.
I know.
And then she said, and by the way, if you join, will you also be the communication director?
Uh-huh. You got to have your friends, though, helping you out, don't you?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
And to go with what Ruth said, we were doing some research on our organization, and it was also a retired dean of Midland had been a past member, school nurses. It's not just teachers anymore, so we're very, very appreciative.
That's cool. That's very good. Marta, how about you? What did you do before joining the group?
Well, before joining the group, I was a kindergarten teacher in Prague, Nebraska.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
My first teaching was on the Rosebud Sioux, Lakota.
Wow.
First grade in South Dakota. And then I got another additional degree as an ELL teacher, English Language Learners.
Yeah.
And I went to Nebraska City and taught K through 2 in the afternoon, and I taught 6th through 8th graders in the morning.
I'll bet that was rewarding, too.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of
fun. For sure.
Taught their parents English at night.
Awesome.
Really neat.
Fun thing.
Yeah, well, thank you for being a part of this group. Talk a little bit about what are some of the things that, Ruth, that this group has done and you're working on.
Well, we try to become involved in the community as a whole and not tunnel vision ourselves into one area. Mm-hmm. So we have members also who have different views on things, different activities that they like to do.
Sure.
And so we try to, I've always said my job is to find the niche for each one of the members what makes them happy and what they like to do and feel accomplished in. And so, like, we work with the Salvation Army, we work with the Eco Fair, we work with the veterans. It's just wherever the need is there.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Good, yeah. A lot of different areas that we don't always see. For instance, yeah. The Eco Fair last week, I'm sure you guys were there helping out and making sure kids are going in the right direction, right?
That was so awesome. Casey did so amazing.
That's a huge event.
So awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to have your help in those kind of things.
Yeah.
Let's see. So what are you looking at, I guess, for right now, things that you can help out with? I suppose end of school things.
Yeah.
The what we're looking at right now is what my tunnel is to try to help our new people flow smoothly into their new job and keep going like that, so we don't have no one knows what they're doing. You know, I can tell Marta and I are working together weekly in getting our set up so she feels comfortable and she doesn't feel like crying when she leaves. And so, you know, so I think it's going to be good. And like I said, that's my job right now, besides getting ready for our next meeting.
Yeah.
And which in May, we're going to honor our second group of gold members, and our gold members are 85 and above.
Wow. Oh, man.
And if you think of a retired organization, you think of a lot of people in that category. But it's to me, it's a real nice thing to do for our members like that.
Yeah. Who can be a member, and how many members do you have right now?
We have 94 members right now.
Wow.
And that varies according to, you know, we lose people in membership like that. And then, of course, you know, people pass away, and then we try to recruit some more and stuff. Linda, what do you think about the membership and stuff like that?
Anyone's, as Ruth said earlier, welcome to join.
And do they have to be retired? So if a new teacher, let's say, moved from Omaha and she needed some support or needed a group like yours, could she also join?
We can take them, yes. They would be basically an associate member until they retire, as far as that goes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ruth, but like Arlington, Cedar, Scribner, Hooper. I mean, we're not just confined to Fremont or Dodge County.
That's great.
So we welcome anybody.
And we even have members that have moved away. They've moved to warmer climates, but they still join because they believe in our process of what we're doing and everything. So
What are some of the things that you've done where you're like, man, that was really a lot of fun, and you're proud of that?
Marta, I'll let you take that one.
Well, Ruth has been championing the Veterans Association.
Nice.
Okay.
We always give them gift bags at both Valentine's and Christmas. And we go out to the care centers and do that and see them, have conversation with them and support them. And RJ comes from Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
He also supports us.
He's a past commander of the DAV.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that's wonderful. We also do a lot of volunteer hours. And I think this last year, 2023, we had 2,500 hours.
Wow.
And it can be with student contact. It can be...
Mm-hmm.
Shopping for things for our giveaways.
Sure.
We do foods, you know, that we give to low-income ministry. We do a lot of things like that. So
Good.
Well, and you know, speaking of the donations and stuff, you know, when we went through the COVID process, that was a mess trying to keep everything going.
I'll bet.
And so we started a drive-through. On the opposite months of our meetings, so we could still gather, and would drive by and drop stuff off, and then we'd take it to them. And so that, since it was so good, we just kept doing it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well, if someone wants to become a member, who do they get a hold of? You're retired. We're not going to get a hold of you. No way.
Well, they can get a hold of me, or they can get a hold of Wanda. Wanda Sampson is our treasurer.
Okay.
And she would be willing to take their money. It's a very small fee. It's like $27.
$27.50.
You know, a year.
Yeah.
And then we just go ahead and meet six times a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And first, if they're a new member, it's minus $5, like Linda said.
Sure.
Okay.
And then, Marta, do you have a phone number that they can reach you guys at?
Oh, yes. My number is 402 720-8319.
Awesome.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. So FAARSP, is that right?
Right.
FARSP.
Yes.
Yes. Always looking for more members. Well, thank you for coming in. I appreciate you guys. The chamber connection is always good.
Absolutely.
And we want to thank Christine for allowing us to do this, because, people don't have to do that. They have their special times, and I'm certainly glad we will never turn down an opportunity to tell the community what we're about.
Definitely, yeah. There may be some school retired school personnel out there right now are like, that sounds like a fun group.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
You can only play golf so long.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you need to get into the real crux of the thing.
Exactly. Right. Give back a little bit to the community, too. Help out. Yeah. Thank you. Christine, I know tomorrow, a special event downtown.
Yep.
I'm hankering for some ice cream.
Yes. So tomorrow, Típico Helado, they're right on Main Street, downtown, 9 to 10. They have a ribbon cutting. Super excited. They're really popular in Omaha. Super happy to have them here in Fremont. They've also opened two other locations.
Oh,
so
wow.
So very excited. They have a food truck. And so tons of things. They in January, when we had our Loteria night, they were there. So please come. Friendly reminder, you don't have to be a chamber member to come to these ribbon cutting events or any events. So we'd love to see more community members. So thank you. And Ruth, I'm so excited to have you guys as members. So
definitely. Yeah, the ice cream sampling. I'm sure there'll be some sampling tomorrow, right?
You know it.
What else do you have coming up?
So tons of things. We are now rolling into May. So in May, we will be going to the Mid-America Chamber Executive Conference. That'll be exciting. A bunch of us Midwest chambers, we get together, we go up to Sioux Falls and get some education and share some ideas and tons of events. So stay tuned to our Facebook and our website. And if you have any questions in regards to the chamber, you can reach me at 402-721-2641.
All right.